Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, joining you with my phenomenal guest and co-host, Dr. Ayo Kassar, Mr. Billy Miller, and our special guest, Mr. Chris Gloss. Welcome to all of you guys. Good night, good night, good night.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, I'm excited. Huh?
I'm excited. I'm fired up about tonight.
Chris. All right. You know, I'm excited, guys, because, you know, I'm excited every week, really. Whenever we get on the show, I'm excited. But I'm especially excited tonight because of the topic. You know, we're going into a new month, and, you know, I don't care what anyone says. I mean, I think we had a slam dunk in September on Mindshift Talk Radio talking about relationships. It was off the charts. I mean, we had so much energy. We had some awesome people on the panels when we were having our roundtable discussions. It was just fired up, like, for all of September. And so we want to continue that same momentum going into October. But, of course, we're going to change the gears a little bit. You know, it's mind shift. There's always a shift taking place. So now we're going to shift gears, and we're going to go into the areas of health and fitness. And I think everyone can get excited about that topic. It's something that we're all passionate about that's on the show right now. But also just from the responses that we've gotten or received from people online, you know, on Facebook, talking about the upcoming shows and so forth, people that I meet and I, you know, run across them, people are excited, like, yeah, that's awesome, you know, definitely need to hear more about it. So I'm stoked about it. I really am. I'm stoked about it. You know, we all have our personal stories. We've all had certain situations happen in our own lives, you know, our loved ones and friends and so forth, and so we can all relate to different stories. And that's why I'm excited about tonight's show, because we're going to be able to be very transparent. You know, you guys will be able to hear more from Billy. You'll hear more from Dr. Ayo. You'll definitely hear more from Mr. Chris Gloss. You know, just finding out more about us in terms of what our views are and our perspectives are on different health issues that affect our community. And so going into this month, like I said, this is going to be Health Awareness Month for Mindshift Talk Radio. So each week we're going to have different segments covering different health issues. If there's anything that you guys would like us to cover, if there's anything pertinent, you know, any pertinent information you want to share, if you have any thoughts, any questions, any concerns, we definitely encourage you to hit us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook group page at Mindshift Talk Radio. You can also call in tonight. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. Again, it's 347-989-0206. And if for some reason the lines are just jam-packed or whatever it may be, definitely feel free to join us in the chat room. The guys are always in the chat room having a lot of fun. It's very exciting in our chat room, and it's interesting, to say the least. So I encourage you to do that as well. But also, again, talking about health awareness, one thing that has just been so amazing, one new project and one new initiative for us has been Operation New Creation. Now, some of you may be familiar with Operation New Creation and some of you may not. Operation New Creation is a new movement. It's an initiative that we started on Facebook. And shortly I'm going to have Mr. Chris Gloss talk to you a little bit more about that. But many of you have added us and become friends on Facebook under the Operation New Creation group page. And I know there's some people that join the page that probably just join it because they're like, you know, my friends did it. I know it has something to do with health or it sounds good and I'm just going to join it. But I don't think everyone has a clear understanding of Operation New Creation. So we're very excited to be able to share that with you guys tonight. We're going to talk more about what ONC is, Operation New Creation. We're going to talk about how it was born, and we'll talk about what our vision is for this movement and for this group and for all the people that are involved in Operation New Creation. Now, just to give you guys a little bit of information, I guess some background and a little overview of what ONC is, it really is a collaborative effort. And it's, we're committed to improving and transforming lives, but we're committed to helping those individuals that are committed to seeing change in their own lives. So the reason I say that, I talk about commitment, and you'll think your commitment, 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 is because many of us have tried to start different weight loss programs. You know, we do diets here and there. We do Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. You know, we look at the infomercials. We do all this stuff, and we say, you know what, especially around New Year's, make those new commitments for the New Year's, those resolutions, and we say we're going to do something differently. And then I wouldn't even say halfway through the year, you know, usually within 3 months, you know, those commit, we fall short of those commitments. And so the reason we talk about commitment, commitment throughout Operation Nutrition, you'll continue to hear that word, is because we have to make sure we're being committed to the cause. We have to be committed to ourselves, committed to our purpose, committed to what we say is important to us, committed to our family. So we talked about commitment quite a bit. But basically, we're here as a group to help those individuals that are committed to improving their lives, that are seeking change, that want to adapt new behaviors, that want to learn more about health and wellness, fitness, nutrition, the words that many of us take for granted and subjects that many of us take lightly. And so ONC is designed to be this peer coaching group. It's a mentorship program. It's a training program. It's an educational support system to help you in all of these areas, as I just discussed, in terms of your fitness, in terms of your nutrition, in terms of your consciousness. You know, on Mindshift Talk Radio, our purpose is to create that mind shift, to get you to think differently about certain situations. We say this all the time, that we share different perspectives, but they're healthy perspectives. And so regardless of what opinion you may have about a certain topic when you first join this show, by the end of the show, you will be thinking differently. You will look at things a little differently. That is the goal, and that is the purpose of this show. Same thing with Operation New Creation. We want to build a new level of awareness, but also it's about creating a new level of consciousness in those areas that matter most. And so when you become a partner, and you notice I'm saying when you, because I believe that every person listening to this show right now will be interested in joining this movement when you hear more about it. But when you become an ONC champion, you know, you'll be able to achieve all of those individuals you go, those individual goals that you have, and also those collaborative goals that you have, because we're all working together. We're all practicing submission. We're all practicing discipline. We're holding each other accountable. And overall, we have that commitment to achieving and maintaining a healthier lifestyle. So that's really what Operation New Creation is. It's Operation New Creation 517, ONC. And so, you know, and I also have a little thing I say on the side sometimes when I talk about ONC. I'll be like Operation New Creation, but now we're saying on and cracking, you know, so you can call it whatever you want. As long as I remember the purpose is. So it's on and cracking. But I've said enough just to give you guys a little bit of information about what Operation New Creation is. And at this point, I wanted to change gears a little bit and introduce our guest. Now, I've already told you that we've had this guest on the line before. He's a phenomenal speaker, a phenomenal coach, a phenomenal author, radio personality. For those of you that are on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen at least one or two posts on someone's page, one of your friends' page, about Mr. Chris Gloss. He is the Possibilitarian. He definitely lives up to that name. And all of us on the show highly respect him, and we're so honored to have him on the show with us tonight. So, Chris, hey.
Hey, what's going on, Champion Stacy? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I wanted to make sure I can hear you well. Thank you again for joining us. And the reason I wanted you to be on the show is because, you know, we have partnered together in Operation New Creation. It's something that I hold dear to my heart, and I know that you do as well. And I'm honored to be able to work with you on something like this. I mean, I think this is a huge project, and it's just a humbling experience for me as well. And I'm really excited about this project. And I'd like for you to share with our listeners what ONC is to you, what made you decide to even partner with me on anything, and what your goals are and what your vision is for Operation New Creation.
Wow. You know, I'm definitely honored to be here on this show with you, Stacy, and also hanging out with the Zen Diva, Dr. Io, and the motivational minister, Billy Miller. I mean, this makes for just a great combination, and I'm smiling from ear to ear, and my smile is so wide you can stick a banana in it, because I am so excited to be on your show and talk about Operation New Creation. Just like you mentioned, it's a movement. It's a movement. It's customized for people who are like sick and tired of trying everything on the market. Every time something comes out new, people are flocking to it and trying it. And you know, I understand why people are doing it, because they want to change. They want something different to happen in their life, but they want it instantly. But most people don't take into account it didn't take you, it did not take 3 weeks to get in that condition, right? And you need to run from people who are offering you these pills or want to cut you open just to get you back to a state of health. You need to be very cautious about those steps. It didn't take you 3 weeks to get in it. Don't expect it to take 3 weeks to get out of it. But what you want to do is incorporate a life of consistency and have the level of support needed to help you along the way. I believe George Foreman said it best, that at sometimes in our life, we are like the blind man standing on the corner needing a little help just to get across the street. And I believe that's the role of ONC in the lives of all the people that will connect to it. That is that we are here to support you, to offer you a level of accountability, support, some love, and help you engage in some local activities wherever you are. I mean, it's not just for Atlanta, Georgia. This thing, I think there's about 5 or 6 cities where people have already signed on, and over the past 7 days, there was an offer from a lady in Connecticut to start up a group up in Connecticut. I mean, so this thing is growing, growing, and growing, and I'm just so excited. And I do have a personal story to share, but it changed my life. You know, Denzel Washington in the movie Fallen said it best. He said, there are moments which mark your life, moments when you realize nothing will ever be the same, and time is divided into two parts, before this and after this. You know, I met an angel that stands about 5 feet 3 inches tall a little less than 40 days ago. And it was because of this angel that something happened in my life where it was never the same again. I was interviewed on her radio show, and ever since that day, for 30 days, we talked on the phone, we exchanged ideas, had a lot of laughs, and really had great conversations, and decided to meet at Starbucks one day because we lived in the same city. And after that meeting at Starbucks, where we had a great time, we laughed and exchanged ideas, the same things that we did on the telephone, right before we left, she kind of poked me in my belly. And here's what she said. She said, Chris, you're not going to die to diabetes or heart disease. You're not going to do that. You're not going to leave this friendship just because of that. And that time changed my life. I was never the same. And ever since that day, I decided to run a half marathon. And since that day, I average 2 to 3 miles every day. I mean, I don't take a break on the weekends. I'm out there on the weekend. Less than 2 hours ago, I just walked in my door from running 2 miles. Well, a run walk, because I was dog tired by the time I got done with that first mile. But let me tell you, I was looking at some statistics. Over 4 million people die a year from diabetes, and over 250,000 people die from heart disease. That 5'3" angel name is Stacy Emery, the host of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I had a mind shift that day because you took the time, Stacy, to look me in the eyes and tell me something many people refuse to tell me or hold me accountable on, and that was this area of health. So I'm so thankful that you gathered Dr. Isle and Billy Miller to share their stories, their wisdom and insights on your show tonight to help other people that was in the same condition I was, just needing a little help to get across the street in life.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Chris. I'm like, you know, you were sitting there talking about the little angel and the 5'3", and I'm just sitting there like, oh, wow, I'm a little angel. That was so awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, and Io's in the chat room right now, and, you know, she just said something. She was like, you know, look at that. You never know who you can influence with your words, because words are so, so powerful. And that story alone is proof in itself, you know, that you don't know who you're going to influence. You don't know how you're going to influence them. You only know that you speak from the heart, you know, and we deal with people from the heart. And I talked about this before. I remember when we were doing Heart to Heart, I did a call about the power of influence. And that, you know, you have to be transparent, but you also have to come from a good place. You have to work from a place of compassion and love when you're dealing with people. But you never know who you're going to influence, and you don't know how you're going to influence them. And so your words have so much weight. And I'm just so thankful. I thank God that you received what I said from a place of love and compassion and friendship, and didn't think like, you know, hold up, who are you talking to? You know, many people can become defensive. You know, they don't receive it properly. And so I just thank God that you received it well. And I mean, wow, look at that. Like, now you're running a marathon. Who does that? You know, it's one thing to say, okay, I need to lose some weight and I'm going to probably drink some Slim Fast or do something like that. But to say I'm going to run a marathon and actually take action and make the proper moves to get it done, like, I can only commend you for that. I think that's so awesome. It's phenomenal to me. So congratulations
wow.
to you.
Well, yes. thank you very much. First of all, I don't know why they call it Slim Fast, because it's actually Slim Slow. And that's the kind of drink that you... You can take that drink with a Big Mac, and it goes down just right. Now, I'm not telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know about that Slim Flow.
Right.
Yeah,
that just makes you gassy.
So yeah, you know, and I'm just so thankful to do this, to run this half marathon, and I'm fully engaged in the process because of your words. And I would hope that your listeners take away from this call the power of our words, and that never be afraid to speak in someone's life, because they're probably surrounded by people that refuse to speak into their life. You have to be bold when it comes to people's health choices, especially now, especially something that I admire about Dr. Isle. She uses the power of video on the Internet to share ideas, concepts, and insights, whether it comes from drinking water, the things you can do to take care of an upset stomach. We all have a voice, and we must use it, especially now. I think just diabetes alone costs $132 billion a year just in the U.S., just in the U.S. for that disease. And people like Dr. Ayo is leading the way using the power of the Internet to help change lives on a daily basis. And that's what we all must do. Look at her as an example for what we can do with what we have where we are.
Definitely. Definitely. Yes. She's not called the natural Zen Diva for nothing, right? I love it, Isle. But yes, so we're excited. You guys can hear how excited we are about Operation New Creation. I mean, it's something that we do hold close to our hearts. And we're excited for all the people that are partnering with us in ONC. That's what we're really excited about, because, you know, Chris's story is a phenomenal story, but we're looking forward to hearing so many other great stories and hearing about your accomplishments and so forth. So, you know, for the rest of the show, we're going to continue to share our stories. And, you know, I do want to hear from Billy, because I think Billy has a remarkable story as well. And, Billy, I'm very thankful for you as well. Just, you know, I remember calling Billy about this. And, you know, some of my friends at this point know when I call and say, hey, guess what? It's like, oh, boy, where is she going now? What direction is she going to take me in? What do you want me to do, Stacy? And so Billy was like, okay, what is it at this point? But as soon as I told him what it was, you know, and I told him why I thought he would be a great fit for ONC, you know, he was just right on board. It didn't take any convincing. I didn't have to, you know, force him in any kind of way. I didn't have to do any of that. It was just like, yeah, I hear you. There's a need for it, and I'm in. And I so appreciate that, Billy. I do appreciate your support, and I'm excited for you. But I would like you to go ahead and share your story and tell people why you decided to become an ONC champion.
Okay. Well, about 2 years ago, I tell you the story. I went to go to the doctor to get a physical and get a full body checkup. And out of that, after that checkup, the doctor discovered that I had high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And so she told me there wasn't any cure for it. There was nothing you can do about it. Once you have it, you have it. And, you know, I know the doctors, that's what they have to do. They have to give you their report. They have to give you their facts. And that was fine until she said this one thing. You know, my father had high blood pressure also, and he died of a heart attack when he was in his early 50s. But this doctor had the audacity to tell me, she said, that your daddy died when he was, you know, early in his 50s. You'll probably die sooner than that. That's just how it is. I mean, that's it's hereditary, and
wow.
That's usually how it goes. Hey, you're going to die earlier than he is. And so I'm a man of faith, so you know that I didn't receive what he said in the name of Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? And so I said, you know, my daddy may be dead, but my father still lives. You know, that's something that you want right there. And so I said, yeah, I said, my daddy may be dead, but my father still lives. And so, you know, so she sent me home, and she gave me all of these medicines to try out, these sample high blood pressure medicines to take home with me. So when I got home, I had to go before the Lord. I had to go before God because I'm faced with a situation of, with this deadly disease that's often known as the silent killer. So I'm faced with this deadly disease, and nobody can help me. The doctors can't help me. They can't do anything about it. So I had to go before God because he's the only one that I know that can do something about this. And I had to remember scriptures. I remember scriptures like Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, which says, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And scriptures like Mark chapter 9, verse 23, where Jesus says, why do you say if you can? Anything is possible for someone who has faith. And so I had to pray about it, go before God, because this is something that'll scare you. You know, this lady's telling me I'm going to die. And I seen what happened to my daddy, you understand what I'm saying? So I went before God and went and prayed and fast and just got before the Lord with him. And I got directions on what to do. And part of that was not to take the medicine. So I didn't take the medicine. There was like warning signs going off in my spirit not to take this medicine. And before I even finish this story, let me just make sure nobody misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not one of them super spiritual Christians that don't believe in taking medicine. That's not the case here. Or what I'm saying, you know, I'm not saying blood pressure medicine is bad, you know, so it had nothing to do with that. It was just in this situation that I was in and what I was about to challenge, God gave me the direction and the plan, which I'm going to share that plan in a minute. And so I even cleared it with the doctor. I even told her about this plan, and you know, and she approved of it and said, okay, let's try this and see what happens. And so I started going to find information, because I don't know if you remember when I taught on the success recipe. I believe that everything that exists, there's a recipe somewhere for it. And so I started going to find recipe. I started trying to find people who are experts where healing and health and wellness was concerned, you know, trying to find proven achievers. You know, I didn't go try to find books by John Maxwell for healing. You know, God gifted him for leadership. Not saying that he can't teach me on healing, but his gift is leadership. So, like, if I wanted to find something on leadership, I'm going to go to him because that's what his gift is. So I started finding all these people that had this information on healing, found people who were miraculously healed from diseases, and you know, and that's their calling. They're sharing information on health and wellness and all of that. So I was doing that. And another thing that I had to do, I had to be careful about who I told about this situation. Because I went and told one of my friends, and she was a female. And unlike Chris, she wasn't an angel. She was more like a devil's angel. Because when I told her about the situation, and I told her about this plan and what God shared with me and what I'm going to do, she said, you over there trying to read a book and all of this stuff. You better listen to what them doctors say, and you better take that medicine. And she started giving me all of these. Sometimes she told me about three or four different stories of people who had high blood pressure and they didn't take the medicine. They either died or almost died, or Johnson fell out, or Uncle Bob died because he stopped taking. So I told her, I had to stop her. I said, listen, you and I, when we're friends, we're still friends to this day. But I said, you and I can no longer talk about this situation because you're feeding me doubt. I need somebody who's going to feed me faith. I need somebody who's going to say, you know, I'm believing God with you. I'm going to need somebody who say, hey, is there anything too hard for God? You know, I need some people like that. And so to this day, I mean, she's still cool that I see her speak to her, but she does not ask me anything about the high blood pressure that I won't allow her to.
because I'd be an angel, not a devil's angel. You understand?
And so
I connected with right people. I connected with people who motivated me and encouraged me. And out of all of this that I gained, out of all of this information, I came up with what I called a PDE plan. And the PDE means prayer, diet, and exercise. And I'll briefly explain these ones. Prayer, diet, and exercise. This is what I did, and this is what I continue to do to battle high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And so I had to start praying because I'm a firm believer in prayer. I believe there's power in prayer. So I started saying, you know, daily confessions or affirmations, as you call them. You know, I started saying, every day, confessing, you know, Lord, I thank you that the power to heal is present. You know, Lord, I thank you for taking sickness away from the midst of me. I declare that I have perfect health. You know, I would even speak to the problem. I say, I believe by faith that plaque, triglycerides, and bad cholesterol are eliminated from my blood vessels. I thank you that they are disassembled, destroyed, and reduced to nothing in Jesus' name. This is like my daily confession. I confess it every day. You know, I would even speak to my body. I speak to my organs. You know, I say, I declare that I have a perfect heart. I have a perfect respiratory system. There's nothing blocking my blood flow. And I would just confess and pray. And I do this every day. I still do this every day. But then I had to apply corresponding action or action that agrees with my prayer. In other words, I can't sit here and pray for God to heal me from high blood pressure but continue to eat unhealthy, continue to eat fried and high sodium food. So I had that's where the diet comes in. You know, I pray, but I had to have that corresponding action. I had to find the foods that stay away from and the foods that help you. Some foods that help you, you know what I'm saying? And some foods are healthy. And so I had to do that. I had to research and study and find all that and start eating right. So I went from living to eat to eating to live. See, now I eat to live. And so I had to do stuff. I had to put away the sodas and start drinking water. You'd be amazed at how much your body can improve simply just by drinking water. So it's different things like that. And I started taking supplements, you know, like multivitamins, green food supplements, fiber blends. And then going to the last part of that PD is the exercise. I had started exercising. I woke up every morning, was walking an hour a day because that was good for high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So I was battling two things. You know, and I was doing Tai Bo, lifting weights, and I was working out. And so I put this PDE plan into action, was applying it, started losing weight, and it started working. My blood pressure was going down, going down, going down, and I got it controlled. And I was telling Stacy the other day, I said, I still haven't mastered it yet. I mean, I got it down to where it's normal, but if something happens, like when I had a knee incident where I had to have knee surgery, that pain caused my blood pressure to raise real high. So I haven't mastered it yet so I can control, you know, like if I get in a car accident, how can I stop it from shooting way up? But so it's still a process that I'm working on, but it's working. And the last time I went to a doctor, which is a different doctor, I didn't go back to that doctor. I went to a different doctor, and actually I was going for something else, but you know how they give you a form and you got to fill out this form and it says stuff like, you know, stuff in your family and do you have this, do you have that. And so I checked high blood pressure on the paper. And so when she checked my blood pressure, she said, well, how long you been taking medicine? I said, well, I don't take medicine. And so she was looking kind of confused because, see, she just took my blood pressure, but it was normal. And she's trying to figure out, well, how is it low if you're not taking medicine? And I said, my PDE plan, prayer, diet, and exercise. She said, amen.
Love it.
But that's my story. And real quick, how ONC tied into this. Now, about 5 months ago, I did start backsliding on this plan. You know, I started kind of slowly, you know, going back to my old habits. And so when Stacy called me and told me about this ONC, it was like an a, a, awareness. It was like something shook me, something woke me up, and I said, that's why I was so quick to say, okay, yeah, I got to get back up on this. So that's why one of the main reasons I joined the ONC, because that's what I need. I need that refresher, something to remind me, okay, you can't go back to where you were, because where you was, you was about to die, you know. So now I'm living healthy. My blood pressure's normal. I wanted to be above normal, you know, so, but it's going good, and the plan's working, and I haven't had to take any medicine.
That's awesome. And you said something that was so key, Billy, when you talked about that corresponding action, because how many times do we sit there and say we want new results, but we're not willing to take new steps and take action to get the results that we want? You know, how often do we do that? And like you said just now, when I called you and you were like, yeah, you know, I'll do it because you need a refresher, but it's something else when you know that you have that accountability group, when you have that accountability partner or a team of people that are there depending on you. They're actually depending on your success. You know, when Chris is out there running every day, he's not running for himself. He's running for every ONC champion. He's running for every individual that say, you know what, I'm ready for change. I want to see something different in my life. I need to do something different. But they don't have either the courage to do it. They don't have the confidence to do it. They may not have the proper resources in place, whatever it may be. You know, when he's running for all those people. He's running for the purpose and not so much just for Chris. You know, so it's great for you to say that. You know, we have to have that corresponding action. And now Operation New Creation gives you that opportunity to do that. You know, you have that accountability group. You have that team of people there that are there supporting you, that are there to motivate you, that are there to encourage you. Even though it's in cyber world, you know, we're on Facebook and we haven't met many people face-to-face. It doesn't matter. It's just knowing that those people are there counting on you to be successful gives you that drive and that push, you know, each and every day. So that's another reason why I'm so thankful and so excited about ONC, is that there's a whole network of people, I think over 100 people so far, that have joined ONC already. So imagine when we're posting on there and talking about our successes and also talking about those days where we have challenges and struggles, we have people there to help us and to encourage us, you know, throughout the journey. So thank you again, Billy, for joining. And, you know, I'm also excited. I can't help but to talk about how excited I am about Dr. Io. Now, of course, you know, we tease a lot and we joke a lot on the call and on the show, because Io's very silly, just like I am. You know, she's just, I love it. You know, that's probably one of the reasons why we became friends, with our personality. You know, that's one of the reasons. But, you know, I admire her so much, and Chris talked about this a little bit, just talking about the things that she does, you know, the video messages and just how passionate she is about people, about health, about business, about success, about development. You know, she's just very passionate, and it's very contagious as well. So we had to get her on board. And I had no doubt that once I called Isle, she would definitely be in because of her commitment to health and health awareness and so forth. And so, you know, she's one of our expert residents on the team, you know, that's going to be sharing a lot of information, that'll be conducting training. She'll be hosting calls. So for those of you that have not befriended her on Facebook, I definitely encourage you to go on Facebook tonight and add Dr. Io Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva, to your friends list, because she's someone that you definitely want to be connected to. She has such an amazing personality, a beautiful spirit, and she has a wealth of information to share. But Io, you know, thank you for joining us on the ONC mission. You know, thank you for just being you. And just tell us more about, you know, what made you decide to take part in ONC.
Ooh, all right. Thank you, Stacey.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, guys, you know, we do this every week, but the connections that I make and the connections that we have, I don't take them for granted. So, you know, powerhouses like Chris Gloss and Billy Miller, you know, Stacey Emery, it's really humbling to be connected with each of you all. So I'm really, ONC, I mean, I'm so excited about this, and I really, really hope that people really tap in and understand, you know, that as we come, we're coming at you with love in our hearts because we really care. We're coming from a caring place. And you guys know my background is I'm a pharmacist, and so I have always it's really weird because my family is where we've always were healers. You know, I come from a family of healers, and they do natural therapies. Like my mom's, you know, an herbalist, and so my family is from the Caribbean, where they'll actually still, you know, use the, you know, they can still go outside and actually get some of the bush or some of the plant or whatever it is that they're using to help treat themselves. So I went the opposite way. I went into the pharmaceuticals because I wanted to know the prescription side of it. Well, I tell you what, you know, based on what I know, that's why I don't take any medications. You know, you ask, you go in there and ask a pharmacist what medications they're taking, and I promise you most of them will tell you, I don't take medications, you know. And that's just because, not saying that all medications are bad. I'm definitely not saying that, guys. There are definitely times where you need to. But where ONC, what we're about, is actually giving you that shift away from, I'm going to wait until something tragic happens. I'm going to wait until, you know, my cholesterol is, you know, about to go through the roof. I'm, you know, get away from that mentality where I'm going to wait until I'm probably about to have a stroke because my blood pressure is so high, you know, and that's when we discover, okay, maybe I should make some changes, you know. That's where we're at. That's what ONC is about, is to help you, you know, change the way that you're thinking, move to more preventive strategies. And if you're already there, you know, help you have a support system to help you make the changes that you need so you can actually stick to a plan and be committed and be consistent. You know, so that's where I'm at. That's where what I am super passionate about is about helping people get healthy, you know, and realizing it doesn't have to be so hard. I don't know why people think it doesn't have to be that hard to be healthy. I mean, a couple of things that, you know, Chris brought when Chris was talking about that instant gratification, that just, oh my gosh, it really irks me. And the thing is, I myself, you know, I'm a part of that. You know, I went to the whole wanting to find the easiest way to lose weight without having to exercise, without having to eat right. And, you know, those quick fixes are not going to be long-term changes. You have to make, you know, unless you're going to be sitting there drinking that juice for the rest of your life or, you know, whatever you think your quick fix is, and mind you, with everything, you're going to plateau. With any plan that you're in, you're going to have to mix it up, you know. But people are we're such in a microwave society, we don't want to put forth any effort to help ourselves get healthy.
Right.
You know, definitely. Just like sit back and give me a pill, you know, and where's the fountain of youth while we're at it, you know, like
I believe that fountain is a piece of dark chocolate. I think dark chocolate is the fountain of youth.
That's right.
At least that's what I would like to believe. Chocolate chip cookies.
Well, you know, when Billy said that doctor told him that about it's in his genes, and you guys will not believe, I've had so many people come to the pharmacy and say, you know, I'm just newly diagnosed, you know, do I have to be on this pill for the rest of my life? And, you know, I can remember getting asked that when I was still in pharmacy school. And the pharmacist rushed over to kind of take that question for me because I was starting with, no, you don't. You sure don't have to. They rushed in. I can remember he rushed in so quickly to take that question. Because, you know, I was definitely about to bring a whole different answer to that. And, I mean, it was funny, but, you know, really hereditary, your genes can play a role, but it's not the end-all, be-all. That's not your coffin. You know, you don't have, because you have a family history of it, it doesn't mean that you necessarily are going to, number one, fall victim to it, and number two, that you can't do anything to help prevent, you know, prevent yourself from becoming sick or, you know, whatever the problem is. So I just want to make sure that people understand that. Other things, too, that popped up while you guys were talking that I was really thinking about was, you know, Plato said that the greatest mistake physicians make is they attempt to cure the body without attempting to cure the mind. But the mind and the body are one, and they should not be treated separately. So when, and there's the mind shift, guys. I want everybody to understand that that's listening tonight. That's the mind shift. That's why we talk about your mind, your body, and, you know, your, are you worrying, your stress level? Because when Billy said that, you know, he didn't proclaim that. He did not claim that he was going to have to take those meds. He didn't believe what that doctor said. And that was his mind. Because his mind was so strong, his body followed suit. So it's,
right.
It's you know, you can't have one without the other.
Ooh, you just knocked it out the park with that quote there. Because, you know, you said that's the mind shift, and you're right, that was the mind shift. But I was already thinking that was the mind shift when you, right before that, you talked about how so many people pretty much use that excuse of it's genetic, you know, it's in my genes, it's bound to happen anyway. At what point, I was just about to ask you, at what point do you make that shift and say, no, I'm not going to fall victim to this? And then you just hit it on the head when you talked about, when you just shared that Plato quote. I love it. I love it. See, this is why I get geeked. This is why I get so stoked on the show, I'm telling you. And just let me have my moment, guys.
Can you say that quote one more time?
It's, yeah. It's the greatest mistake physicians make is they attempt to cure the body without attempting to cure the mind. Yet
wow.
The body, the mind and the body are one and should not be treated separately.
You know, it's a scripture in the Bible that goes with that. It's 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And the soul is talking about your mind. And so it says be in health even as or just like, just as or 50-50 with your mind. So your body is 50-50 with what your mind is. So that's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we, and that's why you guys, they got to make sure they listen. We listen into the mind shift because worrying, a lot of the times, I'm going to say about 90% of the reasons why you're going to the doctor is stress. Induce diseases. You can tie stress back to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, ulcers, what are we, congestive heart failure. I know a lot of the black folks, the people from the victims of Katrina, I don't know if anyone's seen that Spike Lee, that part 2 documentary, he came out and he was talking about how congestive heart failure now, a lot of the people who made it through Katrina, because they haven't had stress counseling and grief counseling and all of that, they just falling out from heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's really real. You can really kill yourself stressing and worrying.
Yeah.
And not just stress, but also neglect. How often do we neglect our bodies? We're so focused on being successful in every other area, and I'm sure Chris can speak to this because of the story he shared with me, but just yeah, right? I'm going to let you talk about that, Chris, because, yeah, how often do we do that? I mean, it's easy to do that, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's this thing that we call grinding, right? And everybody talks about, yeah, I'm grinding, I'm getting my grind on. And you know what? A lot of times we don't have the true picture of really what it is. We'll look at some rappers or we'll look at some movie stars and say, well, they're grinding, I'm going to go ahead and grind. So that they want to stay up all workout through the night at 6 a.m., get up and go to their 9 to 5, their 5 into their faint, and they're working around the clock. You know, they're doing about 23 hours out of a 24-hour day thinking they're grinding, but they fail to realize that the people that they're using as their imperative model, they go to bed at 6 in the morning, then they sleep to about 4 or 5. They get up and do all that over again, so they're getting their rest to do it. And I know exactly what that's like, especially in my industry, constantly on the go and just neglect my health. But back to something Dr. Isle mentioned when she started talking about the mind. My issue on the surface, it looked like bad eating habits. It looked like lack of exercise. It looked like lack of sleep, but those were not the root issues. For myself, what I found out the root issue was, it was not stress, it was selfishness. You know, because I didn't really care about myself. I put everybody else before me, everybody else ahead of me, making sure everybody else was well, and did not take into account that these people that loved me wanted me here on the planet. But I was just pushing and pushing and pushing, doing everything Chris Gloss wanted to do, but not taking care of myself was the highest act of selfishness I could ever make. Because in order for me to be here with the type of schedule that I have, it's a must that I eat right. It's a must that I get proper rest. It's a must that I do these things. It's not optional, and it's not negotiable. If you want to talk about a true grind, getting your grind on, you need to incorporate proper rest into your grind. You need to get some fresh fruit, some things that are alive, hamburgers and things that are dead and not serving your body. You know, you got to get some healthy things in there. You got to get plenty of water. Dr. Isle and Billy both talked about how important water is. I mean, you got to do these things. It has to become a must. Once it becomes a must in your life, then you start seeing results, and you even see the real root issue begin to disappear. Selfishness will leave, and negative mindset, stinking thinking will leave when you start to deal with things on the root level and not just the fruit or what you experience and are easily can see in your life.
Right, definitely. And it's unfortunate that for many of us, we have to have our backs up against the wall before we make the decision to make a change. You know, it takes us getting that bad report from a doctor, going into that physical and hearing some type of crazy report, you know, like you never expect. I know for me personally, you know, I can raise my hand and say I just totally neglected my health, especially for me, you know, with me coming from having two parents that suffer from health issues. So a father that passed away before he was even 30 from heart disease, and a mother diabetic, you know, for me it's on both sides, and I took that for granted. I knew what the risk factors were, you know. I knew what, you know, considered genetically what I'm prone to get or high risk to get. I knew that, but I would still eat burgers. I would still lay in bed at 11 o'clock at night eating Oreos. I would still do all that stuff. And, you know, people would look at me and say, I would say, okay, well, I'm going to go on a diet now. I'm going to start some new workout routine. And people would say, well, why? You don't have any weight to lose. But it's not about the weight. I have all these other risk factors that are important, you know, for me to be able to tackle. And so for me with Operation New Creation, you know, the accountability piece is very important to me because I do need that support. Although we know what's best for us, for many of us it's hard for us to do what's right. We know that we shouldn't be eating Oreos at 11:30 at night, but they taste good. You know, I know I shouldn't be eating chocolate chip cookies 7 days a week, but I like them. You know, so I would do these things, and I would justify it. I would say, well, you know, I worked out for 20 minutes on Tuesday, and now it's Friday, right? I'm trying to justify. And really, when I worked out 20 minutes, I probably burnt off like one cookie. But we make all these excuses, and we find ways to justify our behavior, and that was me. And it wasn't until I went to the doctor and got the report about my cholesterol being up to like 231, and I'm not mistaken, isn't it supposed to be like under 200 or 190 or something like that? I think 190 is where it's supposed to be, or below 190.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was at 231, okay? And so the doctor thought, your cholesterol is so high. Now, and I knew that. I've known that for years, but I changed my diet a few years ago, especially when I had my son. I had to change my diet. And so I figured, okay, I corrected the behavior. The mind shift took place 5 years ago, so I'm okay. But then those bad behaviors just crept back in. And I remember hearing Chris talking about behaviors when he was on mind shift a couple of months ago, and he was talking about creating those behaviors and those habits, really. He's talking about those habits, about bad habits as well as good habits. And for me, I thought I had the good habits. But after I stopped paying attention to that, after I stopped doing what was important, doing the things that were right, all those bad behaviors came back. And then here it was last year, I go back to the doctor and bam, I have high cholesterol again. And I can't even be surprised and say, well, how did that happen? Because I know what I did. I know what I didn't do. You know, same thing when I was pregnant. I had gestational diabetes. My mother is diabetic. Why would I even allow myself to get to the point where I'm drinking soda, Sunkist soda and so forth, when I know this is a risk for me? But I did it. You know, but at that point, the shift for me was when I knew that I couldn't even put my son in risk like that. I couldn't put him in jeopardy like that. You know, we already have all these genetic factors working against us, according to medical doctors. So I couldn't even take part in that in terms of ruining or ruining my diet or causing any type of harm to my child. But like I said, it's unfortunate that we have to get to that point where our back is up against the wall and we say, okay, what am I going to do differently now? I'm at a point now where I don't want to wait to get that bad report. I don't want to wait for any of my loved ones to get a bad report before we say, okay, it's time to make a change. We know what we should be doing. Let's just do it. And if you don't know how to get started, that's what ONC is about. If you don't know how to get started, join Operation New Creation. You go to Facebook. All you have to do is add the group, become a friend, like it, and start getting around like-minded individuals, other people that are committed to the cause, other people that are committed to the purpose. Surround yourself with people that are aware in terms of health and fitness, people that are ready to make that mind shift, to do something new, to tackle something new, to have a new experience. You know, Chris talked about this, about us doing this globally, you know, not just here in Atlanta, not just in Kentucky, not just in North Carolina or wherever it is, but we're doing this everywhere. There's people across the world that will be impacted by Operation New Creation. The blessing for us is that we're getting started right at the beginning. You know, we're on this early. We're on this thing early in the game. And we encourage you guys to do the same thing because, you know what, despite what happened in the past, despite the poor decisions we made in the past, despite the lack of energy, whatever excuses we made, we have an opportunity now to say, you know what, it's time to kick things in gear. It's time for me to do something different. Don't wait for the bad reports. Don't wait to hear about a friend passing away or a family member passing away to neglect or due to selfishness or anything like that. We can't use ignorance as an excuse anymore. The resources are there. Let's get on board. Again, it's all about the mind shift, right? That's what we've been talking about throughout the whole show. It's about the mind shift. So we have the opportunity now. And like I said, I'm excited about it, and I'm excited for all of you that will choose to take part in Operation New Creation, but not just to join the group, but that will actually be committed and be focused on their goals. And for those of you that are already members with Operation New Creation, I encourage you to go on the page and make your commitment tonight. Make a post. Tell us who you are. Tell us why you joined ONC and tell us what it is that you hope to accomplish as a partner and an ONC champion. What is it that you're going to do? And we'll hold you accountable to it. And also, ONC is going to be a lot of fun. I'm not going to give a lot of detail as far as that are coming up for ONC, but I can tell you it is going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, like Dr. Iyo just said, it doesn't have to be hard to be healthy, and it doesn't have to be boring either. You know, we can have a lot of fun working out. We can have a lot of fun incorporating new diets and doing things differently. So I'm just going to say that I encourage you to join ONC because we are going to have a ball in Operation New Creation. But what else do you guys have to share? I know I've just been talking. I'm sorry.
Hey, can Dr. Iyo share a little bit about sugar and Splenda and the importance of backing away from the excessive use and abuse of sugar and Splenda? I think people need to definitely hear that when they play back this radio program as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, Chris. Okay, because I know we don't have that much time. It's so amazing that you said that because sugar, I've been starting to do some research because I'm trying to figure out why there's so many fat kids walking around, right? Mm-hmm. And just wondering why is there so many fat people walking around? Because I do. It's a lot of stomachs. It's a lot of double, triple chins. And I just keep wondering, what is it? And I know that convenience will kill you because the fast food is definitely a culprit, but it's the sugar. Sugar is in everything, guys. And that sugar is what is actually helping you to hold on to that weight. Now, as far as those artificial sweeteners, I can tell you what. If I had to tell you one thing to stay away from, it would definitely be those artificial sweeteners. You know, the FDA goes back and forth as far as the evidence, and you can go online and Google it and check it out. And they definitely want to, they back down saying that it may not be, carcinogenic, meaning they actually have some studies where it was linked to, you know, cancer and to some other things that have been popping up, negative effects on your health, and they're really trying to minimize it, you know, especially the, you know, the companies, the makers of it. But to me, there's enough evidence to say, warning, warning, alert, alert. You know, you think that that zero calorie whatever is better for you because it doesn't have any calories, but it's loaded with artificial sweeteners that, you know, have been linked to adverse effects in your body. So I would definitely encourage everyone, things that you can stay away from, especially if we're talking about weight loss and just overall general health, is number one, get rid of the sodas. Okay, they have provide absolutely no nutritional value to you. And number two, start to drink water. You know, it's definitely stuff on the internet. I've got some videos out there that expands on that. But guys, I mean, basic easy things that if we just get back to core things where we begin to use food as medicine instead of just eating the food and really understand that what you're putting into your body, you can truly treat yourself. And we'll get into all of those things, but antioxidants, you know, that they're naturally occurring in nature. Just by the food that you're eating, you can use it as your medicine. So those are things to definitely I want people to just take away from and think about, you know, just expand your mind a little bit. Don't be just limited by the narrow vision, you know, and we're going to help you take it to that next level.
Definitely, definitely. Billy, do you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, make water a part of your life. Water to the body is like oil to a car. If you don't put oil in your car, you'll throw a rod or mess up your engine. In the physical world, that's called heart attack or stroke. And a lot of people don't like water because they say, well, I don't like the way it tastes. Oh, well, you don't like to pay bills either, but you do it. You know, you don't like to put gas in the car, but you do it because it's needed. So make water part of your life. That's my last.
Awesome. And Chris Gloss, what do you have to say, sir?
Don't just value healing. Learn to value health. Value health. Don't wait till you get to a situation where you need somebody to pray for healing for you. No, value health. Cancer is the most feared word on the planet, and sugar feeds it daily, and it's working 24 hours to take you off this planet. Begin to value health. Nothing tastes as good as health feels. Value health, not just healing.
Definitely. Thank you so much to each of you for joining us tonight for Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm so thankful to my co-host and to Mr. Chris Gloss for just taking the time to be here tonight. And, you know, Chris just mentioned something about valuing health and so forth, and that leads me into next week's show. And I encourage you guys to be here next week because we're going to have another slamming show next week. Our special guest is an author. He's also a motivational speaker, and he has a story that is just so amazing in terms of conquering cancer. And so with this being Health Awareness Month, we want to continue with these topics. And so Mr. Eddie Connor is going to be our guest next week. For those of you that are not with Eddie Connor, I encourage you to go online. You can check him out online. His website is eddieconnor.com. He's written quite a few books. He has some videos on YouTube as well where he tells the story, and he's very passionate about health, and you'll learn why. But he's going to be joining us next week here on Mindshift Talk Radio, so you want to make sure you're tuned in. Anytime, same 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, if you are not a friend on Facebook, we encourage you to join us at Operation New Creation. If you're ready to make the commitment to improve your life and to transform your bodies as well as your mind. And also, if you have any feedback for us and you want to learn more about Mindshift, we have that page on Facebook, mindshifttalkradio.com. But again, I'm your host, Stacey Emery, and my co-host, Mr. Billy Miller, Dr. Ayokadar, and our special guest, Chris Gloss, can all be found on Facebook. So we thank you guys for joining us tonight. We encourage you to be blessed, to be encouraged, and to make the commitment for all our ONC champs. We're thanking you for being on board, and we encourage the rest of you to join us as well. So that is it. You guys take care, and we will speak to you guys next week. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.